Your recording equipment has started.
Okay. Hi, this is Sridhar Venkat from IBM Director Development Team. I'm going to make a presentation now. This is on the changes to IBM Director with the tiered management. Prior to IBM Director Product 5.1, the only way you can manage a resource is through IBM Director Agent running on a box or through the managed module on the Blaze Center or the RSA card on a machine. Now with 5.1, we have introduced this level 0 and level 1 management, the level 2 being the same as the IBM Director Agent-based management. Let's go to the slide number 2. There are going to be about 22 slides in this presentation, so let's go to slide number 2. The agenda for today is to talk about the motivation. Why did we do this? What is the reason for the level management, level 0 and level 1 management in Director? And I'm going to talk about the high-level architecture of level 0 and level 1 and the new features that we are adding on top of the level 0 and level 1. And in detail about the tier 0 and tier 1 functions, the security involved here, and the discovery preferences, how to set up a Director console so that you can discover level 0 and level 1 systems, and the most exciting part of it, the promotion of level 0 systems into level 1 and level 0 and 1 to level 2 systems. And finally, we'll be talking about some of the tips that you can use to effectively transition yourself from prior versions of Director into 5.1. Let's move over to slide number 3, the motivation. The level 0 and level 1 management is introduced in 5.1 based on marketing requirements. We want to be based on open architecture and the SIM and SSH and the DCOM and SLP and so on. And it is very much needs to be integrated into the product so that you can have an array of systems with only operating systems and start managing them effectively. And most of all, the ease to use. We have put in a lot of effort to make sure the transition from level 2 based management into level 0 and 1 as easy as possible so that the learning curve is as minimal as possible. And then the other motivation for this work is the reduced agent footprint. In a Director Agent environment, you have to install Director Agent, which the feedback from most of the customers is it is huge and it is taking too much of CPU space. But most of the customers are limited to only the eventing part of it. So they wanted a solution from IBM so that they can get what they want without the overheads of IBM Director Agent. And the customers will have a choice now. If they want very minimal management, they can stop with tier 0 management. Or if they want only events, then they can install the level 1 management package and get events from it. And if they want everything, the entire IBM Director Agent-based functionality, then they can install the tier 2 package, the IBM Director Agent, on their machine. So the choice is with the customers. So they have a wide array of choice now to pick and choose what they want in terms of their management of their systems. Let's move over to slide number 4. This is the tier 0 high-level architecture. Before I start, I want to mention that the difference between tier 0, tier 1, and tier 2 is, as I mentioned earlier, the Tier 2 is nothing but the existing IBM Director Agent-based management. And Tier 1 is you just install the core services package on an operating system. And that will give you the functionality of events. On top of it, some of the Tier 0 functionalities, which will be offered by the Tier 0 package. For TS0 management, you need not have to install anything on an operating system. All you have to do is just open up some of the ports, which I will talk about in detail later on. If it is a Windows box, the management will be done through DCOM. And if it is a Linux box, most probably SSH will be the protocol to talk to. And optionally, on a Windows box, you can install OpenSSH package to get SSH functionality too. So in this slide, here is the TS0 high-level architecture. The operating system lies at the bottom, and there is a SSH service running on a Windows or Linux box, and there's DCOM offered by the operating system, Windows operating system particularly. And there are more tasks available even in TS0, even though there's no agent running on the TS0 box. You can perform inventory, for example, and you can do a remote session, for example, if SSH service is available on that box. And you can do power management and so on. There is a little bit of information that I would like to pass on the inventory collectors. The TIC files are copied onto the TS0 system on on-demand basis. When you perform inventory, the TIC files are copied onto the TS0 system and they're executed. The results are brought back to Directory Server and inserted into the database. So that is how the inventory is collected. So later on, we're going to talk a lot about the TS0 tasks, but for now, this is the information that I would like to pass on based on the TS0 high-level architecture. And there's a mentioning of some port numbers. You can pay attention to them, SSH being port number 22 and DCOM being offered through those port numbers mentioned in this slide. So if you have a firewall environment, you can open up these ports through firewall so that your system can be discovered through as TS0 system. And now let's move on to slide number 5. In this slide, we talk about the Tier 1 high-level architecture. So as I mentioned before, your Tier 0 system becomes Tier 1 system after you install the Core Services package. The Core Services package is nothing but a subset of Directory Agent package with only the SIMOM part of it. And in this diagram, we talk about how the data is captured and converted into events, for example, and sent to Direct Server. So let's start from the left-hand side. We have the SNMP manager and Tivoli upper integration. They will continue to be there because they are part of the agent-only installation. The SIM instances, SIM indications, sorry, will flow to SIM event listener, and SIM event listener will distribute it to various consumers, and SNMP being one of them, and the Tivoli event consumer being the other one in this chart. And then there are some events need to flow from this Tier 1 box to Direct Server, and that is done with the help of the Director consumer that is set up on top of SIMOM when the Tier 1 box is discovered. And there are some new tools available on the SIMOM side, the SIM subscribe being the most important one. You can use it as a tool to set up subscription. But when a Tier 1 box is discovered and it is unlocked, the subscription is set up automatically by the Director Server. You need not have to do it by yourself. And finally, on the right-hand side, we explain how the Tier 1 is discovered. The Tier 1 box is discovered on Director Server using SLP. So there is a SLP, Tier 1 SLP attribute publish module running on your Tier 1 system. And when you discover this box from Director Server, the service agent running on the Director Server talks to the SLP service agent running on the Tier 1 box and collects the attributes. And there are some port numbers mentioned here too, 22 being the SSH port number and 427 being the SLP port number. And for the 5989 is the SIM XML over HTTPS port number. So if you have a firewall, you have to open up these ports for Tier 1 to be discovered. And now let's move on to slide number 6. This is the Tier 2 high-level architecture. This is quite same as what it is right now. And you can see that Tier 2 is nothing but Tier 1, and on top of it, some more new functionalities offered by director sub-agents. So Tier 1 is a subset of Tier 2, and on top of Tier 1, the Tier 2 functionalities are, for example, software distribution on Tier 2, and the process manager, and so on, the resource monitors, and so on, and they are offered by the director sub-agent, described in blue color boxes here. And once again, the port numbers are the 22 for SSH and 142.47 and 142.48 for director IPC. And now let's move on to the next slide, slide number 7. In this slide, we talk about some of the new features that we are adding in director 5.1 to support the tier management. Once a Tier 1 or Tier 2 package is installed on a box, there's no reboot required. This is something different between the earlier releases and 5.1. But there is one caveat that on a Windows box, if MSI 3.0 is not installed, the box will be rebooted as soon as you install Tier 1 or Tier 2, because this is one of the prereq by Windows operating system. So apart from that, if MSI 3 is already installed, after you deploy Tier 1 or Tier 2 on a box, a reboot will not occur. And as I mentioned earlier, the smaller footprint is another feature. If you install Tier 1, it has got a smaller footprint and smaller memory occupation too. And the choice of endpoint functional profile, as I mentioned earlier, you can choose between Tier 0 or Tier 1 or Tier 2 functionality according to your requirement. And there is a module added in Director for the first time to deploy a software distribution package without Director agent being running on that box. And later on, I'm going to be talking about it in detail, how to deploy a package onto a Tier 0 or Tier 1 system using software distribution. On standard security protocols, the Tier 0 will be accessed through DCOM and SSH wherever it's applicable. And Tier 1 will be accessed through SLP prior to request access, and it will be accessed through SIM after request access. And the access to SIM after request access is performed by a certificate. I'm going to be talking about it in detail later on. A certificate will be used to access SIM. So even if there is a change in the password on that box, it is not going to affect the management of that box. It's quite similar to the Tier 2 management being done with the certificates too. And standard discovery protocol, the Tier 0 is discovered through a port scan on discovering SSH and DCOM protocols, and SLP in the case of Tier 1, and the existing IPC-based discovery for Tier 2. And the event subscription CLI, this is being added in 5.1 for your convenience, so that you can set up your own customized subscriptions on Tier 2 and Tier 1 boxes using the SIM subscribe utility added in the Tier 1 and Tier 2 packages. And the product CD will include OpenSSH package in it, so for Windows, so you can install SSH on a Windows box, and you can do a remote session and the software distribution on it to push Tier 1 and Tier 2 packages on a Windows box if you install OpenSSH package on it. So this is offered without the support of Director, the Tier 2 package being installed on that box. Let's move over to slide number 8. This is in detail about the Tier 0 function. So you have a box, a Windows box or i5 OS box or any flavor of Linux box, and you can manage it as a Tier 0 box. You can discover it with either manually or through the mass discovery from Director Console. If you want to discover it manually, you just do a right-click on Director Console and key in the IP address and an optional name for that box. This is quite similar to what you've been doing prior to 5.1.2. So if either DCOM or SSH detected on that box, it will be added as a Tier 0 system on Director Console with a padlock on it. So you can unlock it with right-clicking on it and selecting request access option and key in the user ID and password, a valid user ID and password applicable to that system. So once it is unlocked, in the case of SSH, a public key will be transferred onto the box so that any subsequent access to the box will be performed without the password. It will be done with the public key interface. And in the case of DCOM, there is no such certificate or key file to be transferred, so you have to depend on the password for any subsequent actions. But the user ID and password will be stored in the Drex server anyway, so you need not have to key it in again. And inventory, just like inventory performed on a Tier 2 system, do a right-click on the system and select Collect Inventory. As I mentioned before, the tick files will be copied from Drex server onto the Tier 0 box, and they'll be executed, and the results are spooled in the form of an XML file and XML files and copied over to Drex server, processed, and inserted into the database. So there's a seamless integration of inventory for Tier 0. From usage point of view, there is absolutely no difference the way you collect inventory for Tier 2 versus Tier 0. And remote session, if SSH is available on the target box, in the case of Windows, SSH is not part of the standard installation of the operating system, so you may have to install OpenSSH on it. And on non-Windows environment, SSH is available by default, so you can straight away right-click on the Tier 0 system on console and select remote session task, and you can perform remote session on that. And the power control, you can do shutdown, you can do restart on a Tier 0 function too. Even though there's no directory agent running on it, the power control mechanism on Tier 0 will depend on the services offered by the operating system. In the case of SSH, Drex server will execute a script remotely to perform remote control, power control. And in the case of Windows, a similar script will be copied and executed on the Tier 0 box to perform restarts or shutdown. And the promotion of Tier 1, Tier 2 through Update Assistant, there's a separate slide on promotion later on, but to summarize, you can create a software distribution package quite similar to what you've been doing in prior releases of Director, and just drag and drop the package onto your Tier 0 function. If it is an applicable package on the Tier 0 box, then the box will be upgraded from Tier 0 to Tier 1 or Tier 2. It is being performed with a set of interface libraries developed by other teams called RxA and RPD. And those libraries give us capability to remotely execute a program. So with the help of those interface libraries, this promotion is made possible. And finally, event log. Only offline and online events will be created and will be available for you to set up event action plans and so on Tier 0 box. So even though there's no directory agent running on it, you can still get online and offline events because they are generated by direct server. Whenever a Tier 0 box goes offline, for example, if the machine is shut down completely, or for some reason if it's a Windows box, if DCOM is not available, or if it is a Linux box, or even Windows with SSH, if SSH protocol is not available, then offline events will be generated by Drex server. And as soon as the box comes back up in the next ping interval, if one of the protocol is made available, then online event will be generated automatically. So these events are quite similar to what it is right now for Tier 2, directory agent-based eventing, so you can set up event action plans on top of it, and you can get yourself notified or paged. So now let's move over to the next slide, slide number 9, Tier 1 functionality. You may have guessed the Tier 1 functionality includes all Tier 0 functionalities, as I mentioned earlier in the earlier slide. And on top of it, you can get additional inventory data, because now with the Tier 1, the SIM being available, the inventory module on Rec Server is able to collect more information in terms of inventory. So it goes to SimArm directly and picks up additional inventory data and brings it back to Director Server. And the promotion to Tier 2, as I mentioned earlier, the same software distribution package. You can create a software distribution package for Tier 2 and just drag and drop it onto the Tier 1 system. And the most important part of Tier 1 functionality is alerts. The SIM availability of SIMARM on a Tier 1 box makes it possible. When a Tier 1 box is discovered through SLP, it is added to the director console, and when you do request access, several things happen under the covers. The first being the pushing of a certificate from director server onto the Tier 1 box. So any subsequent access to Tier 1 box will be performed with the certificate. And even if there is a change in the password on the operating system side on the Tier 1 box, it is not going to affect your capability to manage the Tier 1 box. The certificate that I'm talking about is created at the install time on the director server side, and it is stored in the data sim trust store directory. And there is only one certificate used for all Tier 1 systems managed by that director server. As soon as the certificate is pushed, the next step is the SIM subscriptions are set up remotely from Direct Server. A filter, a handler, and a subscription is set up on the Tier 1 system in such a way that all SIM indications are routed to the Director consumer running on the Director server side, and they are converted into Director events through GenEvent tool on the Director server side. So for me to repeat this again, after the subscriptions are set up on the Tier 1 box by Director Server, after successful unlocking of the managed object, subscriptions are set up on the Tier 1 box in such a way that the indications flow from Tier 1 box all the way to Director Server, and the Director consumer running on the Director Server side will convert them into Director events and post it into Director Server event log. And finally, as soon as you request access at Tier 1 box, the hardware status starts getting the initial status from director server side to Tier 1 box. So as soon as you do request access, if the request access goes through successfully, you can right-click on the Tier 1 box and select hardware status if the task is available. And you should see an initial status on the hardware status GUI. The reason why I'm saying if hardware status is available is at the time of request access, if IBM PHC component health class is not found or if there are no instances of it on the Tier 1 box, then hardware status task will not be added as part of the director framework side. So you won't be able to even perform hardware status GUI view if there is no IBM PHC component health class available on that box, on the Tier 1 box. And power control across Windows and Linux, and quite similar to what you've been doing prior to 5.1, do a right-click on the on the Tier 1 system and select power management, and you can select any of the existing available options to restart a box or to shut down the box. And once again, the power control is performed with the help of scripts, and they are executed remotely from Director Server. And the upper integration support programs will continue to be there. You can have SIM indications flowing in the form of SNMP traps and so on. And even subscription CLI is a SIM subscribe tool available under SIMARM bin directory, and more information will be available on it from Jake. I'm not sure whether he is making another presentation. But with the help of this tool, you can create your own subscriptions, custom subscriptions, and you can modify existing subscriptions and so on. And optional OpenSSH package for Windows, you can use the same software distribution to create a software distribution package for OpenSSH and drag and drop it onto a Tier 1 box. And the next thing, SSH will be added as one of the protocols for you to do a remote session, for example, on the Tier 1 box. So let's move over to slide number 10. This is the in detail on the Tier 1 functional request access. As I mentioned earlier, the certificate used for Tier 1 access is created by created at the install time by a tool called Gen Certificate tool. And when you run a twig reset, if you want to clean up your direct server environment, this tool will be executed again to repopulate the certificate. And the generated certificate is valid for 365 days from the date of installation. And the certificate is stored in the DataSim key store directory as ibmd_cert.jks file. And this file will be loaded as soon as you do request access on a Tier 1 box and pushed to the Tier 1 site. And once it is pushed, this file is not in use, but unless you want to discover another Tier 1 box. And there's another file called key.credential under DataSim key store directory, and that contains a password and alias information in the encrypted manner that is used to operate the certificate. And the Gen certificate tool populates this file too. And as I mentioned earlier, the when a Tier 1 box is discovered and unlocked, the certificate is pushed to the SIMARM site. And all subsequent access to the Tier 1 system, the ping and the hardware status and power management, they are done with the help of the certificate identity. And since the certificate is going to expire in 365 days, there is a mechanism in place in director server side to generate events if the certificate is going to expire. And you can change the configuration of it by changing the certificate expiration manager.properties file in data directory. So if you want to be notified a month in advance, then you can modify this file and add appropriate data in it so that you'll be notified 30 days in advance before the certificate is going to expire. And once the certificate is going to expire, notification is received, you can do CLI operations to repopulate a fresh certificate into the DataSim key store directory. And during the next ping, the newly created certificate will be picked up and pushed to the Tier 1 site so that you can continue to manage a Tier 1 box. And just like any other eventing, you can set up event action plan in advance and get notification when the certificate is about to expire. You can get yourself notified by email or paging or executing a program and so on. Let's move over to slide number 11, the Tier 1 functions alerts. This is in detail about how alerts flow from Tier 1 box onto the direct server side. When a Tier 1 system is discovered and unlocked successfully, subscriptions are created. As I mentioned earlier, a filter is created with server's UID as a filter name. This is to make sure that many direct servers, more than one direct server, can manage a Tier 1 box. So separate subscriptions will be added on the Tier 1 box so that their identity is preserved. And the handler is created with the direct server's UID as a handler name, and the destination is set as whatever that is mentioned here in this slide. And note that the direct server's IP address is part of the destination, so that the events, the SIM indications flow all the way from Tier 1 box onto the direct server side, and the director consumer running on the server will convert it into a director event and send it to the director's event log. And the SIM listener distributes SIM instances to direct consumer delivered on the appropriate direct server. This is to make sure more than one direct server can manage effectively your Tier 1 box. And let's move over to the next slide, slide number 12, the hardware status function. When a Tier 1 system is discovered and unlocked, as I mentioned earlier, the hardware status gets the initial status. And all subsequent updates to hardware status are possible with the events flowing from the Tier 1 box onto direct server. And the initial status is retrieved when an already discovered Tier 1 system goes online from offline state. and also when a direct server managing the system is restarted. And when a new Tier 1 system is discovered and unlocked, the initial status is retrieved, as I mentioned earlier. And when already unlocked Tier 0 system is promoted to Tier 1, then an internal collection of initial status is performed by hardware status to populate the hardware status GUI. Let's move over to slide number 13, the power control. There are some details here. As I mentioned earlier, Tier 1 functionality includes power control, and you can do right-click on unlocked system and select power management tasks. And if SIM is the only protocol available, if SSH is not available and DCOM is not available as protocols on this Tier 1 box, then the reboot and shutdown are performed by invoking methods mentioned in this slide. A reboot method in reboot and shutdown methods from IBM PSU operating system instance. So let's move over to slide number 14, the optional OpenSSH package for Windows. I think I mentioned this in previous slide too. The OpenSSH is available in the product CD. So you can use Software Distribution Update Assistant Wizard to create a package, and you can drag and drop it onto any Windows Tier 0 or Tier 1 system to promote that box from non-SSH-based functionality into SSH-based functionality. Let's move over to slide number 15, the security part of it. For Windows, the user ID and password are stored on the direct server side, because just like SSH supporting public key interface, Windows does not have anything similar to that. So direct server has to maintain user ID and password somewhere so that any pure DCOM-based TS0 system can be accessed with the user ID and password. And similarly, there is information on the Linux, AIX, and i5OS operating system-based TS0 system. And the protocol used on Linux, non-Windows systems, is SSH. So the public key interface is available here. As soon as the system is unlocked, the public key is copied onto the other system, so password need not have to be remembered. And password is not used for accessing such a Tier 0 box. Let's move over to slide number 16, more information on security. The promotion from Tier 0 to Tier 1 is performed through the SSH by the software distribution. The on Tier 1, Tier 1 is accessed through the SSL certificate that I mentioned earlier. And there are some more details on the certificate. It's valid only for 365 days. We talked about it earlier too. And there's a CLI available. You can get more information on it from Heather. I'm not sure whether she's making another presentation or not. The CLI developed by her can be used to repopulate the certificate. And the Tier 1 or Tier 2 promotion is updated. The security protocol is updated from Tier 1 SSL certificate to Tier 2 certificates upon promotion, as soon as IPC is available on that box. Let's move over to slide number 17. This is in detail about the discovery preference. If you want to discover all your Tier 0 systems, go to the Options Discover Preferences box and select Level 0 tab, and you can key in a range of IP addresses here. And this range of IP addresses will be used to discover all your Tier 0 boxes. And optionally, you can import a list of address and the ranges from a file too, if you have them in the form of a ASCII file. And for Tier 1, the discovery is performed with SLP. So here is the bin, the SLP bin that we use, the direct server uses to collect the initial information. The list of SLP directory agent IP addresses and the scopes and the timeout period in seconds, and whether to use multicast or broadcast Boolean switches. So when you perform the task of discovering all Tier 1 systems, data collected from this bin will be used to discover all Tier 1 boxes. Let's move over to slide number 18, the promotion technology. The promotion of a Tier 0 box to Tier 1, or Tier 0 to Tier 0 and Tier 1 into Tier 2, are performed with software distribution. And there's no learning curve here at all. Just do a double click on the software distribution, select Update Assistant Wizard, and pull Tier 1 or Tier 2 packages and create a software distribution package, quite similar to what it's been prior to 5.1, and then drag and drop them onto the Tier 0 or Tier 1 packages, Tier 0 or Tier 1 systems. And there is some more information here in the form of, in terms of solution install XML package descriptors and the XML Update Express XML package descriptors. When an SI package is pulled into a director's software distribution package, it is converted converted into an Update Express XML package so that software distribution can maintain one format for all the operations. I think there will be a separate presentation on software distribution to get more information on this. Moving over to slide number 19, more information on the promotion packages, what is made available to Tier 1 and Tier 2 so that you can promote your Tier 0 or Tier 1 box. And these are the XML files that you can point from Update Assistant Wizard to create software distribution packages. And over to slide number 20. After importing a Tier 1 packages for IA32 architect boxes, here is how it looks like on the director console. So you can drag and drop them onto a Tier 0 or Tier 1 box. And over to slide number 21, the promotion process, how exactly it is done. The Tier 1 and Tier 2 systems can be promoted to Tier 1 and Tier 2 systems, and any solution install-based package can be deployed onto Tier 0 and Tier 1 systems. For now, we have Tier 1 and Tier 2 packages are available in the form of solution install packages. And use existing Update Assistant Wizard to import SI package into a software distribution package. And the Update Assistant Wizard is modified to accept XI XML as inputs. Prior to that, it was expecting an Update Express XML format as the only option. And once the package is imported and the packages are created in the form of a subtask on a director console, they can be deployed onto your system or a group of systems through drag and drop methods. So there's nothing new here. It's quite similar to what it was before, prior to 5.1. And the operating system and operating system architecture details from package are verified against the same attributes of manage objects. So you cannot deploy your Linux package onto your Windows box and so on, or a 64-bit package onto your 32-bit system and so on. And the deployment is done through over SSH. So the protocol SSH should be available on the box. And if SSH is not available as a valid protocol, you can't drag and drop a package onto the system. And if you drag and drop a package onto a group of 100 Tier 0 systems, for example, only 3 deployments will happen at a time. And this is controlled internally by hard-coded value. And maybe in a future release, this number can be made available in the form of a preferences so you can go and change its value. And the user experience, as I reiterate again and again, is same as existing software distribution functionality. And Tier 2 package deployment includes copying of director server's public key so that once Tier 2 package is deployed onto your system, you need not have to unlock it again. It comes up unlocked after promotion automatically. And over to slide number 22, the final slide. There are some tips for you to make this transition as easy as possible. You can go through them, and there will be more tips made available in the form of a separate presentation, I guess. And that's it. And And the next slide is some questions. And I'm done.
At this time, we'll open all lines for the question and answer portion of the presentation. We ask that you use a mute button when not speaking to cut down on background noise. Please keep in mind that the Star 6 feature will not mute your line on operator-assisted calls such as this one. Also, if you need to step away from today's call, please do not place your line on hold, as doing so may feed music into the entire conference. All lines are now open.
If you have any questions, you can always email me to svenkat@us.ibm.com, and I can answer them as soon as possible.
And there are no questions at this time.